Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
Outdoors Radio is also brought to you by Huntworth Gear, performance camo wear at a price you can afford. HuntworthGear.com. By Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, and Fitchburg, ProfHearingCare.com. By the Castle Rock Beaton Well Lakes Association, 60 square miles of fun on the water, CastleRock-PeatonWell.com. And by Woodside Ranch Resort and Conference Center, WoodsideRanch.com. I'm Dan Small. Today, fishing Castle Rock Lake, bow hunting prep, and AI help with planning outdoor adventures. All that and more coming up on Outdoors Radio, so stay right there. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupe and Abraham, named Best Personal Injury Law Firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupe and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best, Hupe and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit hupe.com. And all 11 offices of Hupe and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. While Jeff Kelm is on vacation this week, he's out in Colorado with his family, and they're enjoying the cooler mountain weather there. We'll ask him about it next week. And we've got a full show this week, so let's get right to it. Coming up, Hunter Ehlert of Get Hooked Guide Service reports on fishing action on Castle Rock Lake and tells us about a special fishing outing he has planned for kids coming up in August. Travel advisor Ross Borden explains how something called GuideGeek can help us plan just about any hunting, fishing, or camping adventure. And we'll kick things off with the Madison Report, as Pappas Trading Post J.C. Chamberlain offers advice for bow hunters as the deer season approaches. Well, it's time now for Madison Outdoors, brought to you by Pappas Trading Post. They are Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer, and they're located on State Highway 14, just west of Arena and about a half hour west of Madison. You can also find them online at PappasTradingPost.com. And joining us once again is wildlife biologist and Trading Post archery expert, J.C. Chamberlain. J.C., thanks for joining us and welcome back.
Yeah, thanks for having us back again. It's always great.
It is great to talk. And as we do this, every 2 weeks we're getting closer. We're 2 months out now from bow season. What should we be doing?
Yeah, it's that time of year. You know, if guys haven't, they definitely want to get equipment out, get it gone through so that we make sure everything's in really good working order. Crossbows, vertical bows, whatever it is, you know, need new arrows, now's the time for sure. Give us a little extra time to get it done and yourselves as well as far as practicing and that sort of thing.
Okay. And how about on the ground out there? Food plots and stands? Time to get them going, right?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I like to get them done as soon as I possibly can. This year has been a little tricky with the weather and the bugs, but looks like we might get some weather here that'll allow us a little more time in the field, and definitely time to get out there and get it going. A little over halfway through July, you know, food plot, fall food plot stuff is coming up real fast. Guys are spraying or putting in, you know, a brassica mix or radish type thing. Now is really the time to get the spray, so you get that extra 2 weeks. Putting it in right around that first week of August is usually about perfect. Definitely time to get started.
Do you sell the seed? We haven't talked about that before.
We do. There's a local gentleman here. He does Maxi Rack seed. It's been really good to us, and we've had really good luck with it. And he's got a variety of just about everything you can think of, from clovers, mixes, to, you know, almost a straight-up clover. And then there's actually perennial and annual there. So the annual clover, that one actually done pretty well for us. You know, just as a fall plot, really. And then, you know, on top of that, the ballistic and cereus, which is your brassicas, turnip, and fall season.
Okay. And for folks who have ground but haven't put in a plot, you've had enough experience so you can give them some advice.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of little things that go into it. Most of us have probably learned through trial and error. There is a lot of information out there. Definitely talking to somebody that's done it before, they can give you some very helpful tips and stuff that they've run into, you know, over the years. Big thing with getting started is getting that seed to soil contact and then making sure you have enough sunlight that something can actually grow.
So. Yeah. The moisture shouldn't be a problem this year.
Yeah, this year we shouldn't have to worry about water. Water holes are still one of my favorite things out there, and even on a wet year, they'll start using them more and more. This year, they might not be quite as attractive as they have in the last year or two, just because it is that much more wet out.
Uh-huh. And stand sites, most people probably know where they're going to set up stands if they haven't already done that, but if you haven't, what should you be doing?
Yeah, if you haven't, it's a great time to get in and get things cleared out. It does allow you to kind of see what you might have for lanes. One thing with trimming lanes this time of year, I would recommend trimming a little bit more than what you think you need to do, especially as you get further away from the stand itself. Just because as the leaves fall and stuff, a lot of that weight will come off those limbs and they'll get up. And then you'll get a lot of little runners here and there, little twigs that you didn't have this time of year once the leaves are all off and that weight's gone.
The little arrow deflectors.
They can be very hazardous to arrow flight for sure.
I think we've all been there. Well, JC, you and I were talking before we started recording. There's a special now on cuttyback cameras, right?
Yeah, through actually September, they have a special running. Depending on what it is, you know, you can get up to $30 off the camera or $50 off a starter kit for their cell system, for their link. We've had really good luck with them. They actually are not the same as the original. Some of the guys either thought the originals were slower, use too much batteries, that kind of thing. The newer cameras are quite a bit nicer, and then they come in basically an IR or a black flash. Some guys just don't like having either a glow out there or anything that's visible to the animal, so they like that black flash, but either one, there's no cost difference there.
And store hours?
Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 5.
And shooting practice, we haven't touched on that, but we should be doing it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, again, the weather's been a little tricky to do a lot outside, but if we haven't started already, definitely want to get going. And it doesn't take a lot. 10 or 15 arrows two or three times a week can make an enormous difference when it comes time to take that shot that we've been waiting or working all year or multiple years for.
Right, okay. Well, we will heed that advice, I hope, and get out there and work on food plots and stands and water holes and all kinds of good things, and we'll talk to you again in 2 weeks.
Yeah, look forward to it.
All right. J.C. Chamberlain, the archery expert at Pappas Trading Post. Actually, they're all archery experts there, but he's our go-to guy. They're located on Highway 14 just west of Arena and on the web at pappastradingpost.com. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Pappas Trading Post is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. Located just west of Arena on Highway 14, they have a full-service pro shop, a 40-yard indoor range, a large selection of archery accessories, and a full assortment of Matthews apparel. Their expert staff can tune your bow for top performance. Gear up for bow season at Pappas Trading Post. Look for the two giant arrows and stop at Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 west of Arena or visit pappastradingpost.com.
Are you putting off treating your hearing loss for you or a loved one because you can't afford it? Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Venable from Professional Hearing Care, and I'm telling you that you couldn't be further away from the truth. I believe that everyone should have access to hearing health care and improve cognitive health, and that's why we offer our affordable treatment plan. Our team is dedicated to taking the stigma and cost of hearing loss out of the picture. For a free consultation, call 608-292-4916 or visit our website at www.profhearingcare.com.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Waukesha, Escanaba, and Houghton. As we continue strong into almost 100 years of providing our community with high-quality batteries, we want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the years. We invite you to visit our newest location on Sunset Drive in Waukesha, formerly Challenger Battery. We have batteries from the largest military crafts and industrial machinery to alkaline and the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or the waters. Don't forget to ask our sales representatives about volume pricing. call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
Since our inception, Huntworth has worked relentlessly to incorporate innovative technologies and forward-thinking design into affordable camouflage apparel. Our gear, designed with the Disruption Camo pattern, utilizes computer-generated graphics featuring a high level of random and abstract visual noise to help you remain undetected in the environment. So whether you need the latest in hunting gear technology or clothing that just simply fits your lifestyle, Huntworth gear is what you're looking for. HuntworthGear.com. That's HuntworthGear.com.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Castle Rock and Pete and Well Lakes and Juneau County offer four seasons of outdoor recreation. These are two of Wisconsin's largest inland lakes. And in the county, there are many, many miles of river and hiking and biking trails and lots more. For information, you can visit castlerock-petenwell.com. And joining us now is a new voice on Outdoors Radio, Hunter Ehlert. He's the owner of Get Hooked Guide Service. He lives on the east side of Castle Rock, and you can find him on Facebook at Hunter Ehlert, and he spells his name O-E-H-L-E-R-T. And there's a link on his Facebook page to his website and other social media platforms as well. Hunter, welcome to the Outdoors Radio Network, and thanks for joining us.
Of course. Thank you, Dan, for having me. It's a pleasure.
Well, you're quite welcome. It's always good to introduce a new guide, a new voice to our listeners. So tell us where you fish primarily.
Primarily this year I have been down on the Castle Rock Flowage. I have been out on Well, also the last couple years, and I do also fish the Wisconsin River system from Castle Rock Dam up to Nakusa. But this year has mostly primarily been out on Castle Rock Flowage.
Okay, which is your home water, I guess, if you live right there.
Yes, I am right on the Delwood subdivision there, right on the east side of the lake, and I'm only minutes away from the boat landing.
Oh, that's great. So how has the fishing been lately?
It's been great. We've been catching a bunch of eater walleye between that 15 and 20 inch mark. Those are illegals out here on this system. It has a nice protective slot out on the system also, 20 to 28. We have been getting some nice slot fish in that 20 to 28 inch range also.
Okay.
We have also been getting into a nice mixed bag out there, including some perch, some crappie. You will see an occasional white bass. We have also been getting some northern pike along with everything else.
Okay. And how are you fishing? Are you trolling, jigging? What are you doing?
Lately, I have been doing a mixture of both. I have been doing jigging in the morning, and then once the live bait has started to die off, which is usually once the boat traffic picks up, 10:30, and then I will switch over to a trolling bite.
Okay, and what are you trolling?
So we are mostly trolling crankbaits. Berkeley flicker shads are pretty common out there for the most part. But recently, the last month or so, they have been switching to a Sable Hornet. It's smaller profile bait, and it's a little bit more fat than a flicker shad. A flicker shad is a little longer and a little bit skinnier, but these ones are more short and fat.
Do you think those different lures mimic a certain bait fish or forage that the walleyes are targeting?
Oh, most certainly, especially with those Sammos and flicker shads. They have many natural patterns. They have perch colors, they got crappie colors, and those have been pretty good this time of year.
Okay, so you're imitating basically young of the year perch and crappies then?
Correct. From the perch and crappie spawn, you like to mimic from that spawn, and then that will give you a higher success rate out on these waters.
Okay. Do you have openings coming up?
Currently, I am going to be expecting a little girl here by the end of this week, to be exact, so I am kind of limited on my openings.
but I am going to give it about a month or two, and then I should start picking up.
Okay, well, we hope everything goes well with the new one, and I imagine you'll take her fishing someday.
Oh, of course. He's going to have all kinds of boat days out on the water.
And speaking of taking kids fishing, you have a special event coming up next month on Castle Rock. Tell us about it.
I sure do. So I was talking to some other individuals around the area, and I have been talking with my clients throughout the year about this event, and it seemed to have a lot of interest. So my plan was to get more kids outdoors, because today it's kind of hard to do, in all honesty. So I am running a free 4-hour outing out on Castle Rock Lake, up to 6 kids. We have those spots full now, which is awesome. It's going to be me and 2 other boats. We're going to get these kids out on the water and get them on some fish, and hopefully they enjoy themselves. And then also with the trip, my girlfriend Raven is going to end up packing little sandwiches. We're going to have water on board for the kids. And then I also have donated fishing poles and tackle boxes from some amazing customers and amazing individuals within the community that we will be giving out to these kids also.
So the new mom is going to be practicing making lunch for her own baby by making lunch for your anglers. Well, that's wonderful. Now, if this is a hit, which I guess it will be if it's already full, are you thinking you might make it an annual or do another one yet this year?
Oh, yes. I am for sure wanting to do an annual event on this, especially at the end of August, because, you know, it's that time of year that kids are going to start going back to school. And so I like to call it their little last hurrah of summer to get out and have some fun out on the water.
Sure.
But, yes, I am definitely looking to make this an annual event.
All right. Well, Hunter, we're going to let you go. I know you've got a lot on your mind and a lot happening this week. In fact, by the time this airs, you may be a daddy.
Yes, I will be. I am excited.
Yeah. Well, we're excited for you, too. And you'll post some photos on your Facebook page, I'm sure, of your new angler, right?
Oh, for sure. She's going to be the best catch.
There you go. Well, thank you so much, and best of luck to you and to Raven with the birth and raising this little angler, and I hope you have a wonderful event in August.
Thank you so much, Dan. I appreciate that.
Well, you're quite welcome. Folks, that is Hunter Ehlert. Again, his name is spelled O-E-H-L-E-R-T. His Facebook page is easy, Hunter Ehlert. You can also search Get Hooked Guide Service on Facebook. And on the Get Hooked Guide Service page, you'll find links to the way to get a hold of him. Phone number, website, and everything else. So check him out. He's a guide, and he's obviously catching a lot of fish, and he's helping youngsters get started in fishing, which is a wonderful thing. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Listen to More Outdoors Radio online at dansmalloutdoors.com. Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. How do you plan your travels, your summer vacations, road trips, or hunting, fishing, or camping adventures? Today's traveler leans heavily on internet research, and of course there are a lot of online services that will book a flight or find lodging for you. Joining me now from San Francisco to talk about a new dimension in travel research is Ross Borden. He's the founder and CEO of Matador Network, and the creator of something called GuideGeek, an artificial intelligence-based travel assistant. Ross, thanks for joining us, and welcome to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Thanks, Dan. Appreciate you having me.
Well, I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule. You do a lot of traveling yourself, or at least you have historically. Are you still on the road a lot?
I am, yeah. I still travel a ton, actually. Just got home last night from a trip to Mexico with my family. But, yeah, I travel a lot for work, travel a lot for fun. Yeah, big traveler.
All right. Well, what is Matador Network?
Matador Network is a company almost 2 decades ago with $11,000 and bootstrapped a media company, essentially. You can think of us like a global publisher around travel and adventure. We have one of the biggest travel websites on the internet, matadornetwork.com. We publish everything from city guides, nature guides, fishing guides, camping guides, all kinds of, kind of sort of the intersection of travel and outdoor adventure, a lot of our content. Also food, nightlife, all kinds of stuff that touches travel. In that time, we've also built about 16 million social followers, so we've got a lot of following on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. So you can think of us like we're in the inspiration business. We inspire people to go on trips, large and small, and we inform them on where to go, what to do, and the best adventures to go on for them. And that's what I've been doing most of my career.
And Matador Network, I should have given the website before. Most people can just find it by searching, but it's matadornetwork.com. Where'd you come up with that name?
Yeah, it's kind of a strange name. The name Matador just sort of, to me, invokes sort of passion for travel and also passion for acceptable risk-taking. I always found when I was young, traveling, backpacking, sort of dirt bag adventures all over the world, climbing mountains and stuff like that, that the most amazing travel experiences always started with some kind of risk. Trusting a stranger or climbing a mountain without a guide or whatever it was, and sort of in my more formative years, traveling through places like South America or East Africa on buses or hitchhiking always led me to the most amazing adventures. That's where we came up with Matador, and then the network is actually a network of creators. So that was how I founded the company. Instead of sending journalists from New York or San Francisco, we started building a global network of people who were either expats or locals who spoke English, and building this network of creators, writers, photographers, and now social media creators and filmmakers all over the world to give us really global scale of local insights. If we do a new city guide about Cape Town, we're working with a creator or creators in Cape Town, for instance. And we have that network. It's about 70,000 people contribute to the website and our social channels now. So that's the network in Matador Network.
Got it. Wow. Yes, I have searched your website for some ideas and read a couple of articles by some of your content creators. I presume they are reimbursed for this, or they wouldn't be doing it just for fun.
Correct. Yeah, we pay all of our contributors.
Okay. Well, and speaking of pay, we'll get to another issue here in a second. Well, more recently, you launched something called GuideGeek, and I've tried it, and I've got some comments and questions, but for people who haven't heard of it yet, what is it, and how does it work?
Yeah, 16 months ago, we got kind of early access to the OpenAI language model, which is the same language model that ChatGPT is based on. We were kind of blown away, I think, like most people, when they start chatting with ChatGPT. And immediately, since we are travel people, we thought about what could be the implications of a travel assistant that speaks 55 languages fluently, that has basically read every single restaurant review, every hotel review, has watched every video. And this was really interesting to me because I think travel has needed a big innovation for a very long time. If you think about it, the last innovation was kind of like when the OTAs launched, Expedia and Booking, the online travel agencies, and that was in the mid-90s. So We get inspired about places to go and adventures to plan differently now. Maybe we see something on social media rather than reading it in a magazine. But what happens next is typically a long slog of Google searches and piecing together an itinerary and having, 30 browser tabs open, trying to figure out the best deal. So travel is really needed more than, I would say, almost any other industry. Needed something to cut through the noise and just make it a lot easier and less painful to plan a trip and book a trip. And so we set out to create a very simple but very powerful travel planning assistant. And so we did that. We use OpenAI, but we built an entire software platform around it. We piped in real-time info on flights, hotels, vacation rentals, weather, currency conversion, and essentially you can think of it like chatting with a friend, except that friend is an expert at the entire world and has real-time access to all that travel data. And then I think it's pretty unique how we deliver. We actually deliver it through WhatsApp, Instagram, and Facebook Messenger. It's on our site as well, but the best experience is through, in my opinion, WhatsApp or Instagram. We're using the Meta platforms essentially as the pipes to deliver this amazing AI. It's not an app. There's nothing to download. You don't have to register. You just go to guidegeek.com, and then you press a button or scan a QR code, and it's completely free, and you're chatting with this travel genius, essentially.
Yeah, and I have tried it, and I'll ask you this question. I know you've had this before. How do you make money on this if it's free?
Yeah, good question. We have two commitments to users from the very beginning of this journey. We're now at about 1 million users. The first commitment was that we would never sell or repackage anyone's data. Everything's like privacy is a really big deal to us, and we use the things that you tell us in terms of like, hey, I'm traveling as a family, or I'm traveling on a budget, it's my anniversary, and I want to do something special. We take all that into account just to be generally helpful, but we're never going to repackage that, retarget you based on the things that you share with Guidegeek. And then the other thing is that it would be free forever for everyone. And the way we're able to do that is that we've gotten really good at reducing errors, eliminating hallucinations, which we'll get into in a minute, and really providing the most sophisticated travel-specific AI. And in doing that, we create a platform that a lot of tourism boards, cruise lines, airlines are interested in licensing. So we actually launched a SaaS business that'll be a new seven-figure business for us in 2024. Because we think that every travel brand, destination, airline, hotel company will want to have their own custom AI based on their website, their data, their content. And so we actually launched a software as a service business, and that's going quite well. And that allows us for the consumer user, the everyday traveler, on sort of what I call the Guidegeek mothership, to use our service completely for free with no limit.
So you're going to create these spin-off guide geeks for these various clients and at the same time keep the public guide geek free.
That's exactly right, yep.
Okay. Well, Ross, this is fun, and I've still got questions, and we're at a point where I've got to take a break, so can you stay with us a few more minutes?
Sure.
Folks, I'm talking with Ross Borden. He is the CEO and founder of Matador Network and the creator of GuideGeek, and we'll talk more about that right after this. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Castle Rock and Pete and Well are two of Wisconsin's largest inland lakes. With more than 60 square miles of water, they offer four seasons of outdoor fun. Halfway between the Twin Cities and Chicago, and just minutes from Wisconsin Rapids and the Dells, you'll enjoy family-friendly resorts and campgrounds, great fishing, bike trails, county, state, and national parks, and the Nisida National Wildlife Refuge. Learn more at CastleRock-Petenwell.com or on Facebook at Castle Rock Petenwell Lakes Association.
Step outside, let us be your guide. Florence County, Wisconsin.
Plan some trail riding fun in Florence County. Try the 17-acre ATV park with hills, mud puddles, and dunes near Fisher Lake. Hike to three waterfalls from Trail F5, 60-foot breakwater falls, 22-foot LaSalle Falls, and Washburn Falls. Camping options include several ATV-UTV-friendly campgrounds. Come take a ride. For more info, go to the Recreation tab at exploreflorencecounty.com.
Since our inception, Huntworth has worked relentlessly to incorporate innovative technologies and forward-thinking design into affordable camouflage apparel. Our gear, designed with the Disruption Camo pattern, utilizes computer-generated graphics featuring a high level of random and abstract visual noise to help you remain undetected in the environment. So whether you need the latest in hunting gear technology or clothing that just simply fits your lifestyle, Huntworth gear is what you're looking for. Huntworthgear.com. That's Huntworthgear.com.
Pappas Trading Post is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. Located just west of Arena on Highway 14, they have a full-service pro shop, a 40-yard indoor range, a large selection of archery accessories, and a full assortment of Matthews apparel. Their expert staff can tune your bow for top performance. Gear up for bow season at Pappas Trading Post. Look for the two giant arrows and stop at Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 west of Arena or visit PappasTradingPost.com.
Are you putting off treating your hearing loss for you or a loved one because you can't afford it? Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Venipal from Professional Hearing Care, and I'm telling you that you couldn't be further away from the truth. I believe that everyone should have access to hearing health care and improve cognitive health, and that's why we offer our affordable treatment plan. Our team is dedicated to taking the stigma and cost of hearing loss out of the picture. For a free consultation, call 608-292-4916 or visit our website at www.profhearingcare.com.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Folks, I'm talking with Ross Borden. He is the founder and CEO of Matador Network and the creator of an artificial intelligence-based travel assistant called GuideGeek. MatadorNetwork.com is the main website, and GuideGeek.com is where you can find GuideGeek and learn how you can use it. Well, Ross, thanks for sticking with us. I mentioned that I have tried it, and I've got a few comments and questions. Here's what I did. I asked it three pretty specific questions based on Wisconsin opportunities, musky fishing opportunities within 100 miles of La Crosse, Wisconsin, near where I live. That was my first question. In 10 seconds, I had a whole string of possible lakes, most of which I was familiar with some rather generic but accurate information. And then I asked it more questions like, well, it's hot these days. Where am I going to find the muskies? And it told me in a few seconds, deep water, weed edges, other things that, you know, a muskie fisherman would know. So it was really good for this kind of generic information. And then it asks, do you need more information? I said, well, are there any guides who work on this lake? And it gave me a list of four or five guides again in seconds and just kept going like that. Is this typical and is this the way to use it?
That's the way to use it, yeah. I mean, you can imagine that's pretty specific and it gave you great information. So you could do that for any kind of hunting trip, any kind of fishing trip, any kind of camping or outdoor adventure. Finding a great mountain bike trail, to finding great fly fishing rivers, to comparing and contrasting different countries for a large game, you know, hunting trip. So, yeah, that's great. And I think the key is that you are specific. I think that's like when you get the best results from GuideGeek. When you talk about the anatomy of your travel group, hey, we're a family or we're a bunch of guys going out and this is what we're looking for. This is what we're hoping to accomplish. This is the time of year we want to go. This is our budget. And the more specific you can be, I think the more mind-blowing the results are with GuideGeek because it will just really narrow in on exactly what you're looking for and nothing that you're not looking for. So, yeah, I think your usage of the service was great. And then presumably if you continue to use it, it will learn more things about you and you'll stop having to explain yourself and it will know places that you've asked about but never visited. It will learn about where you're from. It will think about deals that you can have to save money. It will think about seasonality. The more you use it, the sharper it gets.
Okay. Now you referred to something you called hallucinations before. What exactly are you talking about?
Hallucinations are fun and frustrating reality of Gen AI, and they're getting fewer and further between as the models improve. So when GPTs launched on OpenAI, like ChatGPT, it was GPT-3, then they went to 3.5, then they went to GPT-4, and now it's 4.0. That has drastically reduced hallucinations, but basically a hallucination is when the AI just makes something up.
Yeah.
which is obviously not good for us or anyone in travel. And so I actually hired 6 people when we started to read every single conversation. I had someone on the West Coast, someone on the East Coast, 2 people in Europe, and 2 in Asia. And together, over a course of our first year in business, they read collectively 950,000 conversations.
Oh my.
And they were able to identify the circumstances under which a hallucination might happen. And then we've been able to reduce those drastically from about 14% to under 1.5% over that same period of time. I'm happy that work is in the rearview mirror. It's not something that we need to continue doing, but we basically addressed that with software, and now that's what gives us the most accurate travel AI in the whole industry.
Well, that's good to know, because those of us who experimented with AI when it first came out have some stories about hallucinations. I never used that term, but I gave it an assignment to tell me about, I can't even remember what it was, but it made up dates and locations, and it just made up facts because it grabbed them from somewhere on the internet. And you've found a way to filter that out or to prevent that from happening, apparently.
That's right, yep.
Okay. Well, I did find one outdated URL. I asked about sailing charters on Lake Superior, and it gave me a lot of information, just like the musky fishing question. And one of the URLs was not current, but it went to the website of the new company. And I know the company changed the name from Dreamcatcher Sailing to All Hands Sailing. So when you click on Dreamcatcher or type it in, it goes to All Hands Sailing. Problem was solved, but your system still had the Dreamcatcher up there. So my question is, how often do you update, and how can you update all over the world?
Reinforcement learning from human feedback. So in that text thread, if you had said, that website's broken, our system would actually review that. It would be put into a queue, and then a human would come through, figure out the problem as you did. Okay, this website has changed. And then we do what's called fine tuning, which is fix the question. Or if one of our clients says, hey, I asked about family friendly restaurants in downtown, and it gave a pretty good answer, but it left out these 2 really perfect restaurants that I would recommend. We can add those, and then the next time someone asks that question, it will have the better, the perfect result. I mean, I think that a lot of folks, when they encounter something like a broken link or, you know, something that, well, I agree completely with that answer, they will say that in the chat and give the AI real-time feedback, and then that feedback will be taken into account, and the AI can do an even better job next time that question is asked. So that's the way it's working right now, and it seems to be working pretty well for us in terms of the big leaps forward of the accuracy of the service.
Yeah, so it can be updated rather quickly, which is a good thing. I'm reminded, I'm old enough to have traveled Europe on $5 a day, if you can believe that. I don't know if you remember that book.
Wow.
But one of the problems with guidebooks or anything written is, as soon as it's published, it's outdated. I wrote a book on fishing places in Wisconsin, and it took me longer to write the second edition, simply updating all the phone numbers and contact information, than it did to write the first edition. And you've solved that problem, essentially, and current generation, younger people, are used to this instant correction. For me, it's a blessing, but it's not something that we had when I was doing that kind of traveling.
Well, the other thing that we do that's been transformational is that we'll double check what goes out of business or in business, or the hours change most frequently. It's typically bars and restaurants.
Uh-huh.
You know, when we started, it was still sort of coming out of COVID. A lot of the information was incorrect. Places had gone out of business. So when you ask for a bar or restaurant recommendation, we send you what we think is the best answer for that based on our data, Matador's 95,000 articles, videos, and then also, of course, OpenAI and everything OpenAI knows about the web. And then we do a double ping with Google search in the background. And if a place that we had recommended has gone out of business or the hours had changed, we can send you then another proactive message saying, hey, heads up, Juan's Mexican restaurant that I recommended in the last message is actually no longer there, or it's closed right now, or whatever it is. So that's another big innovation that we have that I haven't really seen anyone else do, is that we're using live Google searches through Google Places API to ensure quality and accuracy of the results.
Okay. Are there other things you can tell our listeners who might be looking for a camping, fishing, hunting, or kayaking site?
Yeah, we're seeing people use GuideGeek on every part of the funnel. And what I mean is that the travel industry oftentimes is referred to as a funnel, where it's like the dream phase is like, oh, I might go here, I might go there. Then the planning phase, or you're drilling down into like a single destination, and your booking phase is you're booking flights, hotels, and then the see and do phase. Okay, I'm going, the flight's booked, the hotel's booked. Now, where am I going to eat dinner? What are there some things that I should not miss in this destination? And then it's the actual travel phase, which is interesting as well. So we're seeing GuideGeek used very frequently reviewing high-level options. So compare a hunting trip for elk in Alaska versus Montana versus Canada. Take into account cost and then whatever parameters you want to put in. So it's good at comparing and contrasting high-level options. Then we have a partner for flights, partner for hotels that go across the entire web. So find me a flight from my home airport to Calgary and find me the best flights in business class, or find me the best flights for myself and my two kids. And then what you're going to see and do, all the way down to restaurants, we see a lot of people using itineraries. So build me a custom itinerary around X, Y, and Z. These are the things I'm interested in. I have no interest in museums, or you can like leave out all this, put in all the things I'm interested in. So in seconds, it will generate a custom itinerary based on who you are and what you're interested in. And then when people are traveling, we find it, because I think it's so easy to use on WhatsApp or Instagram, people are just chatting with it. Hey, I'm in this neighborhood, you know, my kids are starving, what's the best lunch spot we could go to? It's really great for kind of like on-the-go travel questions. So we've seen it used throughout the entire travel funnel, and it's pretty exciting. I was just, like I said, I got home yesterday from Mexico with my family, and I was using it the entire time we were in Mexico, from renting surfboards to finding uncrowded beaches with great snorkeling for my kids to finding great places to dine at night, all kinds of different information.
To drill down to Wisconsin again, if I had a campsite reservation and I get there and for some reason it's not acceptable, either there's somebody parked in there or it's flooded or it's closed, or, you know, a bear went through the campground and so they've closed it off. And I say to GuideGeek, or I type into GuideGeek, hey, I need a campsite within 50 miles of where I am and I need it tonight. It'll tell me that, right?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, you literally just talk to it or type to it like a human. Say, hey, I just arrived at this campsite. For some reason, it's not going to work out. It's totally flooded, or the gate's locked, or whatever it is. I need a campsite for tonight that is within 20 miles. What are your recommendations? By the way, I'm hoping to do muskie fishing. Tell us why you're there and what you need it to be good for. And it's probably going to give you a very accurate answer within 3 seconds. So it's really good for those sort of on-the-go decisions.
Well, we've got to wrap this up, Ross, but my last question, you mentioned, and I did too, talking to it. I use Facebook Messenger. That's how I was working with GuideGeek. I asked it if it could respond to a voice request, and it gave me this very nice answer saying, no, I don't have any information on that. We can't do that. But your publicist told me that that might be in the works. Is that true?
Yeah, we'll have voice notes and live voice chat coming out before the end of this year. So likely in the next couple months, we're working on voice already. The answer to your question will always just be typed in your chat with the AI as well. So if it's like, you know, build me a 7-day itinerary for me and my kids in Wisconsin to go camping and fishing, and it starts rattling off the itinerary, you're not going to remember everything. But
right,
all of that will also be typed. You can just look at WhatsApp or look at Facebook Messenger or Instagram thread
and there it is. So if you want to go back and be like, you know, where are we having dinner tomorrow night? It's right there. You could delete it, and if you delete it, it will be deleted off our servers. Most people want to keep it just for reference. And then we're actually adding a whole bunch of new stuff, a whole web-based and visual experience, so that if you're chatting with mainly text, you probably saw that we have some photos, but we're adding video soon. And then if you had an account with us on our .com, you could also go there and build a much more visual itinerary with maps and all kinds of different stuff that we're working on. Lots to come, still in its infancy, and I can guarantee you what Guy Geek is now is the worst version of Guy Geek there will ever be. It's going to get better and better, and it's happening very quickly.
All right. Well, Ross, we will let you go. It sounds like you've got a real winner here, and I hope our listeners take advantage of it. At least try it out on your next trip.
Yeah, guygeek.com. Thanks a lot, Dan.
Thank you, Ross. Ross Borden, founder and CEO of Matador Network and Guide Geek, and as he mentioned, guidegeek.com or matadornetwork.com. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Step outside, let us be your guide. Florence County, Wisconsin.
Plan some trail riding fun in Florence County. Try the 17-acre ATV park with hills, mud puddles, and dunes near Fisher Lake. Hike to 3 waterfalls from Trail F5, 60-foot breakwater falls, 22-foot LaSalle falls, and Washburn falls. Camping options include several ATV-UTV-friendly campgrounds. Come take a ride. For more info, go to the Recreation tab at exploreflorencecounty.com.
Castle Rock and Pete and Well are two of Wisconsin's largest inland lakes. With more than 60 square miles of water, they offer four seasons of outdoor fun. Halfway between the Twin Cities and Chicago, and just minutes from Wisconsin Rapids and the Dells, you'll enjoy family-friendly resorts and campgrounds, great fishing, bike trails, county, state, and national parks, and the Nisida National Wildlife Refuge. Learn more at CastleRock-PeteandWell.com or on Facebook at Castle Rock Pete and Well Lakes Association.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend and on the web at cedarlakesales.com. They have a big inventory clearance sale on all new boats of all brands going on through July, so check their website for details. We're also brought to you by Huntworth Gear, performance camel wear at a price you can afford. HuntworthGear.com. By Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, and Fitchburg, ProfHearingCare.com. By the Castle Rock Pete and Well Lakes Association, 60 square miles of fun on the water, CastleRock-PeteandWell.com, and by Woodside Ranch Resort and Conference Center, WoodsideRanch.com. If our TV show Outdoor Wisconsin is not airing where you live, you can watch past episodes at MilwaukeePBS.org. And the last several years of the Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV show are archived on the Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV YouTube channel. And if you missed any dates, websites, or phone numbers we mentioned, you can always listen online at lake-link.com/radio, and you can subscribe to our podcast or download episodes going back a year or so. Our show is also available on many other platforms, including the Outdoor News website, outdoornews.com/podcasts. And we're all over social media. Jeff is online at Hardwater Jeff, and you'll find me at Dan Small Outdoors. There are a lot of outdoor skills programs in Wisconsin this summer, both fishing and shooting events, too many to list here. For Learn to Fish, Learn to Hunt, or Learn to Shoot events, visit the DNR website and search for events or outdoor skills training. Our theme music is by Warren Nelson. Warren and friends are performing at Big Top Chautauqua next Friday, July 26th, with Song for the Wild. songs inspired by Sigurd Olsen. For more on Warren and his music, visit warrennelson.com. And for Big Top tickets and information, go to bigtop.org. I'm Dan Small. Jeff Kelm will be back next week. Get outside this weekend and be sure to join us again next time for Outdoors Radio.
In the coffee can, honey, I'll be true.